living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
So can eating simple carbohydrates, those are the simple sugars, can it increase breast cancer risk or reoccurrence? That's the question we're going to investigate in this first segment. This is based on an article written by the Life Extension magazine coming out in the October issue. And it's based on a study that was published in Cancer Epidemiology, Biomarkers, and Prevention. You know, there's been a lot of talk about a sugar cancer connection for quite some time. Let me just read you the summary of the results here from this study first, and then we'll go into what that connection is. So again, this is from Cancer Epidemiology, Biomarkers, and Prevention. They concluded that postmenopausal women treated for breast cancer were two times more likely to have reoccurrence if their carbohydrate intake remained stable or increased after surgery, 70% more likely to have a reoccurrence if their tumors tested positive for insulin-like growth factor 1, which is an insulin-like hormone that causes a lot of growth, just like insulin can. And they were likely to have a five-fold increase in the risk of reoccurrence if they had the combination of insulin-like growth factor 1 positive tumors plus a high carb intake. So what is that sugar, you know, cancer connection? Well, there's a lot of different theories of what's going on here. But what I think most oncologists would tell you, you know, cancer cells are different from, obviously, from a normal cell, right? These are cells that are rapidly dividing. And what that means is they require a lot of energy. So they've developed metabolic processes where they can bring in sugar rapidly, turn it into some quick energy, divide, and kind of move on. And so the more sugar you have on board, in a sense, it's almost like you're feeding the cancer's rapid metabolism and ability to divide. So it probably has to do with, you know, the connection between sugar, quick energy production, and the rapidly dividing cells of a cancer, of a tumor. So let's look a little bit more at some of the specifics in this study, because I found it really interesting. What they found was that diets high in what they called readily digested carbs, these are going to be simple sugars, what you find in processed foods, are associated with increased cancer risks. Women who consumed diets that were considered high glycemic index, that's a measurement of sugar content, had a 57% increased risk of breast cancer. Another measurement we use is called glycemic load, which is really the amount of true sugar you're getting from the food. So you have the glycemic index, you got the glycemic load. Women who consumed high glycemic load foods had upwards of 153% increased risk for breast cancer. And then, of course, if you add into this fact that many of the women were overweight, it even increased the risk more. This study looked at another subpopulation of women, Asian women specifically, and showed that Asian women who got most of their carbs from white rice had a 19% increased risk of breast cancer, whereas women in Asia that ate mostly brown rice actually had a 24% less risk of breast cancer. So what we're seeing here are these simple, what we call sometimes white carbs, the processed sugars, the potatoes, the white rice, the white pasta, is definitely raising blood sugar levels and really just feeding tumor growth. Glycemic load and total carbohydrate consumption are also associated with the worst kind of breast cancer. So it's not only increasing your risk for breast cancer in general, it's increasing your risk of the worst kinds of breast cancer. And these are breast cancers that have no estrogen or progesterone receptors. You know, see, some breast cancers, when they develop, they will have receptors for estrogen and progesterone. That's actually a good thing, because you can then block those receptors to stop the growth. It just gives you more treatment options. But when the breast cancer cell doesn't have these receptors, it really limits your treatment options. And often breast cancer cells that have no receptors, right, what they're called, you know, triple negative double negative. Those are just fancy words for saying there's no receptors on these cancer cells, are really hard to treat and aggressive. And guess what? Sugar consumption increases your risk for that type of breast cancer. Again, you know, the article that was written in the Life Extension magazine and the study that was published went into a little bit more about insulin's role in all this. You know, when you eat a lot of simple sugars, insulin goes up. Insulin's a growth factor that's stimulating some of the growth. On top of that, you got a lot of the sugar driving into the cell, which is allowing the cell to have the energy or fuel source that it needs to divide. Also, I mentioned in that little summary about the study, they looked at something called insulin-like growth factor. This is just another, as the name implies, insulin-like hormone that also can stimulate cell growth. So you have a high-carb, simple-carb diet driving up insulin-like growth factor, getting the sugar, the simple sugars, inside these cancer cells, and you're seeing these cancer cells divide. So you're seeing an increased risk of the cancer development initially and also in the reoccurrence after there's been some treatment. Specifically, if you look at the insulin-like growth factor, when this hormone is high, right, you can see, studies in the past have shown an increased risk of anywhere between 60 to 80% compared to women who have very low levels of insulin-like growth factor. So bottom line is, if you have breast cancer or it runs in your family or you're at high risk, we really need to minimize the impact of sugars. You know, sugars are going to increase your risk either for the cancer or a reoccurrence quite significantly, as a matter of fact. So we're looking at eating low glycemic load, low glycemic index diets as really a part of the treatment strategy, not just really a lifestyle thing, not just an option. If you have breast cancer or you're at high risk for breast cancer, you really need to think of sugars as your enemy. And you need to keep them away from your bloodstream as much as you can because of the studies that we're seeing coming out and what Life Extension has written about this. So, again, let's just go back to that original study. Here we're saying a high glycemic index diet or a high glycemic load diet, which is really the number of sugar molecules getting into your bloodstream, is driving up insulin, which is a growth factor. It's driving up insulin-like growth factor, which is another hormone that can stimulate the growth of cells. We're seeing that this type of diet, when you have insulin high, IGF-1 high, is increasing breast cancer risk quite significantly. And matter of fact, in this study, 70% more likely to have a reoccurrence, for instance, if insulin and insulin-like growth factor are high. So what that means is we really need to control sugar consumption. We need to stop feeding our cancer cells, right? We need to stop feeding these abnormal cells with that simple fuel source that they're looking for that allows them to divide very rapidly and causing, a lot of problems. We're going to talk coming up a little bit later in the show, what are some of my favorite nutrients that I like to use in conjunction with a low glycemic index or low glycemic load diet. And I think it's important to use some of these supplements if you have breast cancer or if you're in at least a high-risk category for it. I think sometimes diet is simply just not enough, and we need some of these supplements to help. So we're going to get into that in the coming segment. So again, you can check out the Life Extension magazine. This is going to be published in the October issue. And you can also check out Cancer Epidemiology, Biomarkers, and Prevention to actually look at the study. Very simple. The more sugar in, the greater the risk of breast cancer, the greater the risk of reoccurrence. So we got to control sugar. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.